Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge afternoon market update. And it was a mixed day in the grains, and the markets were, for the most part, quiet with the exception of crude oil. December corn at 666 was down 2¾. March at 669 was down 2¼. January soybeans 1459, that's down 1¾. March soybeans at 1464¾, up 2. March wheat at 783, that was up 2½. March Kansas City at 890¼ was down 4¾. And Minneapolis at 934½ was down 5¼. January rice at 1787, that was down 6. And March cotton at 8061 was up 166. February live cattle 154.85, up 18. January feeders 178.15, up 127. February hogs 84.12, that was down 63. January orange juice 205.05, down 160. January crude oil 78.40, that's up $1.16 a barrel. There is talk at the forthcoming OPEC meeting that there may be a production cut, possibly as much as 2 million barrels a day, and that did push the futures higher. January diesel 325.75, that was up 10½ cents a gallon. January unleaded 228.47, that was up 1¼ cents a gallon. Natural gas at 726 was up 7, and that was 7 small ticks, or about 1%. February gold at 1761.80, up $6.50. March silver, 2139, that was up 27 cents. The dollar traded on both sides of unchanged, but we did finish higher. We're at 106.85, that was up 18. Stocks mixed with a little bit of pressure here. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,852, up about 3. S&P 500, 39.58, that was up, down about 5.5 points. The NASDAQ Composite, 10,983, that was down 65. Interest rates a little bit higher. We do have Powell speaking tomorrow. We have some GDP and GDP inflation numbers tomorrow. The important PCE inflation numbers on Thursday. And Friday, we have a big jobs report. So we have a lot of news coming over the next 3 days, which should induce some volatility into these outside markets and may shake the grains around a little bit as well. The 2-year finished at 447, up 4 basis points. The 10-year at 375, up 7. And the 30-year at 380, we're up 9 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from snowy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.